Good evening and welcome to News Talk 94.1 Local Matters. This is Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry and I have Kyle Romine from Honest Handyman and Remodel Services. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. So tell me a little snippet of what your business is.
So I offer general home services. I'm a service provider and I'll do almost anything that you need done in or around your home.
So you're a handyman, like
a handyman,
like basically back to like 1950 or something, like the handyman that you just need to, before YouTube was available to everyone, you have those skills.
Yeah, you got a long to-do list of general, you know, honey-do list.
Yes.
You can just hand that to me and your husband can go hunting or fishing or something like that and I'll take care of it all.
Awesome. So what gave you the idea to start this business?
My dad always, he was a furniture maker and really good craftsman and worked with his hands. And, so it was from a young age, I always really enjoyed that and connected with it.
Had that entrepreneurial spirit of start. Did you think you wanted to start your own business?
No, that was never really the goal of starting a business, but working with my hands really appealed to me. I did some stuff on the side. I'd make furniture and sell it. And I just really found that rewarding to go out and work in the shop. And then all of a sudden there's this very tangible piece of wood that you've crafted together. And, you know, wanted to bring kind of my, skill set to the market here in Cookeville. So I don't know. I just had this idea of, hey, let's try and start this thing and see where it leads. So.
Are you from here?
No, I'm from Central Illinois originally.
Okay. I was going to say, you don't sound like you're from here.
Yeah, my wife's from Jamestown, Tennessee, okay. So that's how we ended up here.
So did you meet in Illinois or you met down here?
We both went to college in Knoxville at Johnson Bible College. And then I was a pastor and kind of traveled around and was in Kentucky and in Illinois. And then down here, we moved here about 2 years ago.
Do you think some of those skills that you had as a pastor go into being an entrepreneur now? Do you think kind of leading a church and kind of being that there is some business in church, business aspects of running a church. Do you think they kind of contributed to what you're doing now?
Yeah, I think the biggest overlap is a pastor ends up doing a lot of not very fun jobs. And it's a pretty thankless job. And I feel like the handyman, I mean, you're down in crawl spaces and in attics and, you know, people know that you're doing hard work, but it's a thankless, dirty job, you know?
For sure. I mean, I said the other day I needed to get my water turned off at my house and I was like, I'm not getting in my crawl space. Like,
right.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Yeah. I mean, giant cave crickets and always snake skins down there. I've never seen a snake under there, but... you know, as a pastor, you're there to serve. And as a handyman, you're there to serve. So,
yeah. So what, growing up, did you have your dad made furniture? Did he have his own business selling the furniture? Or how did he sell that?
I don't know. I mean, he made it a lot for himself around the house, I remember, and a lot for family. I think he did sell some pieces generally, but it's really hard to make money selling furniture. So he wasn't really doing it for money. But no, I do remember
that was just a side thing for him.
Yeah. Yeah. In the basement shop at one house and garage, you know, and I'm out, you know, 9 years old with the table saw where, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just kind of grew up with it.
So
a
you
bit.
Just grew up with that aspect of kind of working with your hands and
yeah,
but we're, I mean, okay. So you have a passion for helping people, obviously the service part of being a pastor, and working with your hands. But where do you learn the skills or have that desire to be a business? Because there's a lot more to running a business than just those two aspects.
Yeah, that's it's one thing to, you know, hang drywall or paint, you know, whatever you're doing, the trades. But then, yeah, to keep the books and to stay legal, like there's a lot of, you know, rules that you have to learn. It's not that fun to learn.
Not fun at all.
Yeah.
And just like you said, the pastoral job has a lot of thankless parts and parts that are no fun that nobody wants to do. That's the same thing in a business. You know, a lot of times when you're an entrepreneur, maybe you really like the the craft of it, but you don't like promoting yourself or doing the marketing or, you know, doing the books. There's so many aspects of a business.
Yeah, I heard one good piece of advice a long time ago. It was in a business or as a pastor, whatever you're doing, every day you got to swallow a frog. And, you know, if you don't do that one annoying job, that's swallowing the frog. If you don't do that every day, in a week, you're going to have 7 of them. And in a month, you're going to have 30. And then you're going to be overwhelmed and you're not going to do it. So, I mean, it's just a matter of staying on top of, all right, we got to settle all these transactions in QuickBooks and make sure they're all filed away. We got to make sure everyone's paid and all the bills or whatever. And all the emails are in. So it's a lot you got to keep up on. But if you get on your heels and get behind, it's a big pain for sure.
So in case you're just joining us, we have Kyle Romine from Honest Handyman and Remodel Services. And so you decided that you're going to leave your pastoral job,
Yeah, either way.
and start a handyman service. That's a pretty secure job as opposed to starting your own company and finding your own clients. Were you doing this kind of on the side?
Yeah, and there was a big move from, you know, I was full-time pastor in Illinois, and then we moved down here, and still, you know, definitely were involved with our church here in Tennessee in a pretty big way, but didn't want to do that full-time for money anymore. I just don't, you know, if people want to make money being a pastor, that's great for them. I don't feel great about it, so I wanted to do something, and one thing, it's like a motto in the trades. And it's dirty hands, clean money. And that kind of resonates with me. It's like guys in the trades are working hard and they're making, oh, not good money. It's okay money.
Yeah.
But it's clean money. You know what
it's
I mean?
Honest handyman money.
That's right. It's honest. And I just feel good about that. You know what I mean? So that was a lot of the motivation of starting my, you know, because I thought about going into graphic design or building websites because I did a few of those. And but no, I really wanted to work with something tangible with my hands and see.
Well, and I think, like you said, this is an area where people don't want to do that. People don't want to get in the crawl spaces of their houses. So there's a need for that. They want somebody to do that for them, and they want somebody that they know is going to, you know, take good care of it as if it's their own place. And that's really useful.
Yeah.
Do you think being in this community, so you're located here in Putnam County.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that helps you or hinders you in this area?
No, I mean, I think Cookeville is a great place. There's lots of homes, and seems like for whatever reason, the housing market is crazy. Everyone wants to build something or buy something or improve something. So there's a bunch going on here in Cookeville. And as far as the rest of Putnam County, like I'm mainly saying Cookeville, but no, I think it's a huge help being in Cookeville.
Well, and I think the community, you know, you develop a reputation with your, you know, a few first customers, and then they tell people. I think the handyman business is a lot of word of mouth of, hey, you know, I need somebody to come do whatever. And, you know, oh, I have this guy. I mean, is that how you think your business has grown over the time?
I think so. I've got several ways that I generate leads, and partly like if you Google handyman Cookeville, I think my website comes up first. So I get a lot of leads from Google, but no, I think definitely the good jobs that are fun and profitable come from word of mouth. And that's been, I think, good. That's a good sign in a business, you know, when people are spreading the word and it's positive. So, yeah, I think that's where the majority of my
people love to talk in this community.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, I think for good and for bad.
Sure.
But I think just as much for good.
Sure.
You know, oh my gosh, I have this great experience. Let me tell you all the things.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps. You said you have this website. Did you design your own website? Because you have a little bit of graphic design knowledge. Well.
Yeah, I mean, Squarespace makes it pretty simple to build a website.
Yeah, so that kind of helped you. What do you think is your best way to generate leads in a community like this?
I think the relationships through other service providers. So there's lots of guys I work with who I say, I'm not the best guy for this. You know, call Travis, call Luis. You know, and we're always passing information along, and that's a big way. You know, a builder, those a small job they don't want to deal with, and they'll ask me to do it, or you know, something like that. But yeah, word of mouth is big. I think that's maybe the biggest way to generate leads in town.
What's your favorite type of job to work on, or your favorite project?
Built-ins, for sure. Yeah, like that's more furniture making. That's where furniture meets a home, you know, is a built-in. So,
well, do you feel like you can kind of be creative with that? Because obviously if you do graphic design, you have some creative components of your passion as
well. I mean, I've made stuff up on Google SketchUp, you know, and I've graphed paper and I'm drawing plans and stuff. So, I mean, I love doing that, but there's not a lot of, you know, they're kind of high dollar projects. So not a bunch of people are doing those.
Which is interesting that you went to school to be a pastor, but you really love graph paper and Google Sketch.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of passions, I guess. Or do you think you went to school to be a pastor because that's what someone else was kind of, you should do, or your passion, you know, somebody else said, hey, you're good at this, go do this.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think, I mean, for the rest of my life, I'll be doing ministry. That's my 100% focus in life. But right now, I'm just not getting paid to do it. And I hope, I don't really want to ever get paid money to do it again. I've really enjoyed music. You know what I mean? I've been a musician for a while. I enjoy a lot of things in life.
Well, that's pretty, so would you describe yourself as a serial entrepreneur then? Like, do you think you could see yourself doing a different business at some point?
Yeah, I would love to start a business that's much more profitable than my current business. No, I don't really want to keep doing this. I really enjoy this, and I'd be happy to just kind of sail off into the sunset doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, and I think that that's the beauty of life, is that you start off at one career path and you can kind of travel to a different one.
Yeah.
And you can kind of, and like you said, you can fill your passion by doing things philanthropically, ministry philanthropically, and not getting paid for that, and then doing other things.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to dig more into things in just a second. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Kyle Romine from Honest Handyman and Remodel Services. Thanks for joining us again. Welcome back, everyone. So you mentioned earlier about how in this community, your connections that you make and how you can refer people, hey, this is a job that would be better off with a licensed electrician, and here's this person. How did you establish those connections with other businesses or other people in the trades in the community?
I think when you walk into Home Core or Upper Cumberland Decorating or Sherwin-Williams and you need a drywaller or you need a painter, and you ask, who's good with tile? Who's good with, and you get these names, put them in your contacts, you meet these people, and just slowly, person by person, you build relationships. I think that's been, you know, just over, you know, I was telling you on the break, over 180 different projects I've done, And a lot of those I hire different subs. And so you just build a personal relationship and get to know people that way.
And you establish kind of hanging out in the right circles, I guess. And kind of developing that network. I think this community kind of feeds that too. You said you lived in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Do you think that, I don't know. I think there's just a magical component about Cookeville that you can meet people and people really, the connections are just different here. Do you agree?
People are so nice. Yes. And I've seen guys, I've done this several times. I've never met them, don't know what the project is, but I see guys working, I'll just pull over and go, hey, who's the lead here? And can I talk to you? And you just meet guys that way and everyone's super friendly. No one's like, hey, who are you? Get out of here.
Right.
So, man, it's been great. There's a lot of generous, builders and service providers in this area who they want to build relationships too. It helps everybody.
Well, and I think I say this a lot on this show is that high tides raise all ships. And I really believe that so many people of this community believe that. Mm-hmm. There's you could easily be going out there and saying, no, I'm going to take all this business for myself.
Yeah.
Even if it's too much business that I can't really handle. I don't want to lose any jobs. I don't want to give any jobs to anyone. So I'm going to, maybe let my business fall so that no one else gets my, I'm making all the money. Like Cookie Monster kind of grabbing up all the cookies.
Love the Cookie Monster.
But, I think this community really does a good job of kind of sharing and reaching out to their brothers and sisters in the area.
I think it would be different if the market wasn't so hot. Everyone I talked to is booked for 6 months. Yeah. So there's so much work that it's easy to be generous. It would be interesting to see if the market kind of dried up, if everyone would share so much. I'm really quick to give advice to guys starting out because, hey, we've all got a bunch of work. You know what I mean? Yeah. I need people to refer clients to.
Right. Well, and I think, but you could let the customer service drop a little bit and say, okay, well, I'll get you in 6 months from now. Or you just know that somebody needs, something done in their crawl space. And you're like, okay, well, I know that this is a pressing issue for you and I don't want you to wait 6 months for this. So I'm going to find somebody that's the right fit for you.
Right.
And then maybe they'll come back to you again, even though you've referred somebody else out there. They know that you care enough about them to find them the right fit.
When I was starting this, I listened to a bunch of podcasts about starting businesses and they say it's a good idea to have a vision statement. So I'm like, oh, I should have this. But as a handyman business, like who needs a vision statement? But I said like imagining a world where everyone's to-do list is complete. That was my vision statement. I think that's a cool idea. But
because here's the thing. I think the to-do list, there's a couple reasons why no one ever finishes it. One is lack of skill, but lack of time as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like how, even if they know how to do it, but they don't have the time, it makes people feel more motivated when their to-do list is done, done. Because then it's like, oh, okay, I have more energy. I know that there's nothing hanging over my head.
Yeah.
That really weighs people down.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So do you have that on your website?
Yeah, it's on my website. I think I got a mission statement up there too or something, but no, it's just, we're here to help people. And, if I'm not the best guy for you, I just tell people, hey, I can get to this. It's going to be 4 months. Do you want me to come look at it or do you want someone else to do it?
Yeah.
Some people want to wait. Some people don't.
In case you're just joining us, this is Kyle Romine with Honest Handyman and Remodel Services. And we talked a little bit on the break about your impact in the community. And so you mentioned wanting to instill kind of trades into youth. And so tell me a little bit more about them.
Yeah, so I've tried to hire 3 younger guys, and one of them was just like awesome.
How young are we talking to?
One was college, one was high school age, and one was 22.
Okay.
So younger guys. But I think that there is a big need to talk to youth about, like, yes, go to college. Education is huge. We definitely need, you know, should push people that way. But also to give people an idea that there is a very realistic future, profitable future in the trades.
Yes. So I'm going to stop you and say, I don't know that I 100% agree that everyone should go to college, because I think somewhat maybe similar to you is that you go to college to get a degree in what you quote unquote should, and you're in a job that you feel like you should again. I like the quote, why do we shit all over ourselves?
Right.
And don't do the things you should do.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of ways to learn how to run a business that don't involve sitting in accounting 101.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a little bit of more follow your passion. And so if you do like to work with your hands or you want to do these trades, it's not necessarily just going to college and getting a 4-year degree. There's a lot more to it than that.
I don't know how many 18-year-olds know what their passion are. I think there's a lot of 18-year-olds who haven't had any life experience. You know, they've played
for sure
hours of video games.
Yes.
How do they know what they want to do for work?
I have this vision. I'm going to buy an island. And on this island, you can't go to college for 10 years,
yeah,
from 18 to 28. I don't know what we're going to do to find people's passions, but
yeah,
you can't go to college, but you can kind of develop what you want to do for your life. Because I think you really don't know, maybe until your 30s or 40s or 50s, what you want to do when you quote unquote get older, when you grow up. But I think, like you said, 18-year-olds don't know. And so,
yeah,
so often I went to an engineering school and so many people I know were like, oh, well, you know, you're good at math and science, so go be an engineer. And it's like, they hate what they're doing. They,
yeah,
you know, they're miserable in their jobs because someone else told them, you're good at this, and so go do this.
And I also wonder if the push is to go to get those degrees is because parents just don't realize there's a lot of money in the trades that you can make if, you know, if you apply yourself that way.
I think there's getting a shift of parental knowledge in that aspect. I think you look about my age, and so people in their mid-30s, 40s, mm-hmm, are, you know, we were pushed to go to college and get that degree, and but then I think people understand that there's not people in trades now because so many people were pushed to go get a 4-year degree, and so I think that there's a,
yeah,
shift up going on. So, and I mean, I think in a business, and you said you don't know whether you're going to keep this business, you could really develop this into kind of a job shadowing, not just be the handyman, but you could, you know, develop a co-op kind of program of getting these young men and women into the trades and showing,
yeah,
them kind of how to start their own business. And that's definitely that ministry aspect of life that you enjoy,
sure,
as well. So I'm just, you know, developing a business plan for you.
Perfect. I appreciate it. This is very helpful.
Now you'll have to redo your mission statement.
Perfect.
Anything else? We have a few minutes left. Anything else that you want to let people know about what you do or just your business aspect or advice for other entrepreneurs?
Yeah. If there's, you know, any tradesmen or craftsmen in the area, even if you're just a hobby guy, I would love if you'd reach out to me. We've had a few meetups with just different like handyman remodelers, you know, we meet around town, but I would love if there was a community of craftsmanship of guys who care about, you know, quality over profit or, you know, just the idea of let's make something cool and, we don't have to make all the money in the world. If there are people out there who love something like that, I'd love to connect with you. So yeah, reach out to me.
You need the Biz Foundry does a pitches and pints night at Red Silo once a month. So you need to come over and pitch your group idea
that'd be great.
To them and,
yeah,
just you know, look for these people and start a group going. How can people find you? How can they get a hold of you?
You can go to my website, honesthandymancookville.com. You'll find me on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Honest Handyman Cookville. Google search handyman in Cookeville, and I'll come up pretty soon. And you can find my phone number, email, what, and text, whatever's more convenient for you.
Awesome. So people can connect with you. I really appreciate having you here today. Thank you, Kyle. Honest Handyman and Remodel Services. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and have a great night.